Back in on the halftime show for the Marshalltown Bobcats right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Coming up, we will get you a scoreboard update around the state of Iowa and Central Iowa here tonight. Now joined by number 12, Jaden Buchanan, senior for the Marshalltown Bobcats. Jaden, you know, I tell you what, wide receiver and corner, two of your main positions that you play for this Marshalltown Bobcat squad. For the common fan listening in, take me through that mindset, because one, you have to guard the wide receivers. The other, you're playing the wide receivers. So talk about that little bit of the fundamental discipline and the technique that you have to do with both positions.
Well, playing outside on the ball, especially at wide receiver, you got to make sure to line up correctly, because if you don't, you can get a flag, you know. And last thing I want to do is cost my team yardage. And playing both sides of the ball helps, you know. You can see it from all types of angles, you know, from both perspectives. And so that's all it is, you know. I just got to hold the outside for my team.
You know, last week you guys played Cedar Rapids, Washington. A great game, 6-0, the final score from that one. Obviously, you guys wanted to come out on the other end. But what do you think a game like that says, taking number 6-ranked Cedar Rapids, Washington, down to the line there with an opportunity to win the game at the end?
I mean, it shows that we can compete with anybody, you know. Every single person in the locker room has heart, and we just showed that we're willing to fight with whoever on that field, and we feel like we could beat anybody.
Of course, playing Fort Dodge here tonight. Next week, you'll be on the road at Ottumwa. Looking kind of on down the line, it's hard to believe, already week number four. What kind of perception do you have of knowing that, you know, you guys are trying to get better week in and week out, but you still, no matter what, get to go to the playoffs? Is that kind of a really bright spot in the season, knowing that you can keep getting better and then you're still going to go to the playoffs no matter what?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, it feels good knowing that that's there. But we try not to think about that too hard, you know. The main focus is improving every week, you know, and there's flaws every single week of the season. So if we could improve on each of those flaws each week, week in and week out, you know, playoffs comes around and hopefully we're ready, and I think we will be.
You talk about the flaws and the progression that goes on during the season. How do you think your head coach and Adam Goodvin helps you guys kind of expose some of those flaws and work on them?
He does great. All of our coaches does great, you know. We have new game plans every week that cater towards the team we're playing. You know, we try to eliminate their strengths and use our own strengths, and they do great. First, we fix our flaws from the last game, and we move on quickly from that, and we just move on to the next team and focus on that game plan.
Thanks so much for the time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, Jane Buchanan with us here. Coming up next, we get a scoreboard update around Central Iowa with Jeff Brooks. You're tuned in to the Bobcat Halftime Show right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.